Here's a little message just to let you know.
You're listening to Radio, Radio.
This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show.
Yeah!
Stand by for action.
So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. What if I read it up?
To a very special podcast of Radio Radio with my guest Cal Ruddy. This was recorded live at Vintage Radio on the 16th of May 2019 and features Cal in session and in conversation with me for the next half hour. So just sit back, relax and listen. Of course, my very special guest, Cal Ruddy, and that was Maria, and that was taken from his last EP, and he's got very soon coming out a brand new album, which he's going to tell you all about very, very soon. So, this is the part of the show which I call the Gezi, when I have a very special guest in the studio with me, and over the coming weeks, there'll be plenty of people popping in to play some songs for you and to have a chat about what's going on with them. So, I'm very, very pleased to welcome my very first guest onto the Gezi, Cal Ruddy. Good evening, Cal.
How's it going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad, mate.
Good, good. Well, we've finally met you. I mean, I've seen everything that you're doing on Facebook for quite a while now, and I keep saying I'll have to get him in on the guest. I have to get him on the guest list. I have to get him in. So there you go. You're here. Great
finally,
to see
mate.
You. Finally, great to see you. And I've billed you as local singer songwriter, Cal Ruddy, and you can't get more local because you live over the side, don't you?
I'm literally, mate, it took me about 20 minutes to get here. I'm not too far away at all.
Fantastic. So, yeah. So, anyway, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to have a little bit of a chat. First of all, for those who are listening, I'm going to tell a little bit about yourself, a little bit of a bio, what you've done, and, of course, then what you've got coming up, because I know you've got your album coming out very, very soon, so you can tell us a little bit about that. But going back to your roots, I mean, you know, how did you start and get into what you're doing?
How did I start off? Well, yeah. When I was like 15, my granddad gave me a guitar shortly before he passed away.
Yeah.
But I always bonded with him as a kid over rock and roll records, you know what I mean? Like people like Elvis and the Everly Brothers and Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I always used to listen to those sort of records with my granddad. And then my mum and dad's record collection has got so much in it as well, like, you know, David Bowie, Mark Bolan. I've had a good education, mate.
You certainly have, because I mean, your influence there. I mean, the song I've just played there. There's loads of what you've said comes through in that, and your influence is obviously there. And it's great when someone can just pick up a guitar and listen to stuff that's they've heard from the past that, you know, they haven't particularly grown up with, but because it's being passed on to them, they can get into. I mean, it's funny enough, it's happened a little bit with me, because years and years ago, I grew up listening to stuff my mum and dad were playing, and I thought, you know, don't like that. And now I think, wow. You know, how did I not like that?
The first time you listen to it and you think, oh, what's this? And when you listen to it more and you get into it.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? I mean, and I think it's as you do grow up a little bit, you do get to those influences that come through a little bit more, and you know, you do respect them a bit more then, and you get some more out of it, and you can put it into what you're doing.
Oh, definitely, mate. I mean, I'd say music from the 50s and 60s, which I'm really, really into, you know, like rockabilly stuff and Americana sort of stuff, the songs are just, like, you know, spot on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the craft of the songwriting, they're telling real stories there, do you know what I mean? And that's what,
right,
I'm trying to bring through my, you know, songwriting and my, you know, bringing my experiences through in song and all that sort of thing.
Okay. So are you from around here, or have you moved?
I've lived here all my life, mate.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
I was born in Brighton and now I live near Brighton. So
right. There you go. There's a bit of symmetry there. So that's good. So you are basically up the road. So that's great. So playing wise, I mean, I know that you did a big gig over at Thornton Hough last weekend, and I was gutted that I couldn't get there. But I've seen the video clips, and I've heard people have been there, I've read the reviews, and it sounds like it was a fantastic night. What was it like for you?
Oh, mate, it was absolutely mega. Do you know what I mean? The crowd response. The thing is, though, people are saying to me, are you going to do this at the band? Are you going to do this solo? And I said, well, because it's such an intimate venue, I thought, well, I'll strip it back to just me. Because what I tend to do is sometimes I play with the full band, and sometimes I play with, like, an acoustic setup, you know, acoustic band.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know what, it has to be me for this show.
Yeah.
So when I spoke to Neil from the club, who kindly let me put the night on, he said, yeah, that'll work, that'll be really cool. So I got together a great little support lineup. My good friend Andrew Shaw, Gareth Heesum, and then one of my favourite local Liverpool bands of all time, Jimmy and the Revolvers, because their harmony is just killer. And they agreed to do it, and I was like, absolutely made. I was made up.
So you had a good night.
They got involved. It was really, really good. Mate, the crowd response is amazing.
Brilliant.
Everyone was singing back word for word most of the songs.
Oh, that's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, for a songwriter, I mean, it's great to have people singing your songs back to you. I mean, I should imagine that's a great buzz.
Oh, mate, I'm still buzzing now. I mean, nearly a week later, and I'm like,
fantastic,
watching the videos back, and I'm like, that was a mega night. I mean, everyone was just feeling it.
Yeah.
There was a loving community in the room, and everyone was just, like, the vibe is just right. I mean, it was
it's such a nice venue, though, that, as well, isn't it? I've seen quite a few gigs over there. I mean, I'd say that Thornton Hough is one of my favourite venues, that along with 81 Renshaw and the Atkinson in Southport, some in the Music Room. There are certain places where you know you get a good vibe, a good feel, and I mean, I think the people who go across there to Thornton Hough, I mean, they seem to support a lot of stuff that goes on in there. You know, you seem to see the same faces. I mean, I've seen quite a few bands there and singers, and you spot the same people and say, "Oh yeah, he was there for that one. She was there for that," and you remember them.
It's a community feel, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
It was mad because a few members just walked in off the street. I mean, people who were members of the club,
oh, right,
who I didn't know, sort of thing. But like, they must have heard about my music or whatever, or like, you know, just wanted to come to the club, because, you know, it's got a reputation now for those sort of events.
Neil's done brilliant. Cool. I mean, he has. Smashing. I mean, he's got some over the last few years that I've been in. Ian McNabb's played there a few times. Prowsey's played there, and the local guys. But I mean, we saw Chris Difford there from Squeeze last year, and that was a brilliant night.
Yeah.
It was brilliant because, you know, he was playing a song from the Squeeze songbook, and then he'd tell you a little bit about it and his growing up and stuff. And it was just a brilliant night. And I think for anyone who's not been to Thornton Hoof, they should get across there and do it, definitely. Yeah, I say I'm gutted that I missed yours at the weekend, but I'll do my best to get there the next time. And I'm certainly looking forward to seeing you playing live, which I'm going to do
legend, very shortly as well.
So this is my own personal little gig that I've got going on here, which is why we call it the Gezi. And everyone who's listening at home is on the Gezi, and they're all going to be listening in. So I think we'll have a song, and then we'll have another little chat in a few minutes. So what's your fancy playing for us?
So this is going to be a song. This song will be on my debut album, Ellis in Place, which is in the final stages of recording now.
Okay.
So that'll be out later on this year.
Okay.
I can't confirm a release date just yet, but
okay.
Yeah, looking forward to releasing that. The songs are really, really special to me, so I can't wait to get
out. Brilliant. So what are you going to play for us first?
So this one's Tall Miners, and this one's for Erin, who's listening in.
Okay, thank you. Take it away.
Is your heart beating out of sync? A little faster, a little deeper. Mine is. Tongue-tied and starry-eyed. Is your smile too hard to hide? 'Cause mine is. You've got a way of making me more than I've ever dreamed. Life is a different kind of beautiful when you're next to me. Is your picture of heaven on earth a little something like this? 'Cause I know mine is. Are your skies bluer than blue? Is every day like a honeymoon? 'Cause mine is. Is your mind painting future scenes? Were you happy growing old with me? 'Cause mine is. You've got a way of making me more than I've ever dreamed. Life is a different kind of beautiful when you're next to me. Is your picture of heaven on earth a little something like this? 'Cause I know, mine is. Mine is.
Absolutely brilliant. Carl Rudy, thank you so much. So that was the first song, and that was off your forthcoming album. So tell us a little bit more about that then.
It's been a long little process getting this album together, you know, mate. So a couple of years ago, I had the really good fortune to go out to Nashville in America. I was supposed to go out on tour to California, and the general public were very kind and helped me fundraise to get over there and stuff like that. And I was very ill in the March of 2017. I wasn't well enough to go. The doctors just said, look, you're not well enough to do it. I was in hospital with like an autoimmune thing, and I was really, really run down. I was absolutely gutted, you know what I mean? I was like, I can feel my dream slipping away here. I've got to do something, whatever in my power I can do to make these people who raise money for me proud of me, and you know, to go out there and you know, find a different route sort of thing. So I was in London the month later, once I was back on my feet, and I was at a networking event in Notting Hill. And a very good friend of mine now, a guy that I met there, Alan McKendree Palmer, he's a songwriter in Nashville, so that's what he does with his team. They write with people and they record with people and all that sort of stuff. So I gave him a card and we had a chat and all that, and we really hit it off, do you know what I mean? And had a talk about it. And then he was like, come out to Nashville. I told him my story, what happened about the tour and all that. And he goes, come out to Nashville. He said, you know, you're more than welcome to come in. Write songs of me and my guys and stuff.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
And it was boss. So fast forward to the September of that year, went out for 2.5 weeks. Originally I was just going to write, we were just writing songs, not really for the thought of a release, just for the thought of a dynamic new live set for me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'd start work at 9 a.m. and we'd just sit there and we'd write songs in different studios. So Alan's studio, a very good friend of ours who sadly isn't here anymore, he passed away, Blue Miller. Yeah, an absolute legend. He went to Bob Seger and people like that. So absolutely fantastic guy to work with. Sadly, he passed away last summer, which is all hard at all our community, you know.
Sad.
But I was so honoured to work with those guys. Mm-hmm. So that 2.5 weeks was absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
So I played the new songs when I was out there as well.
Yeah.
So and the American audience has absolutely loved what I do. Cool. So that was really cool. So
good.
All the songs which will be on the album are from those sessions, from the Nashville sessions.
Right.
So I started get on this. I wrote them in September 2017. Didn't start recording them until last May.
Yeah.
Because I was shopping around finding studios and places to record, and then I settled on working with Steve Powell, who's worked with The Stairs and Edgar Jones.
Oh, right.
And people like that. He's done a lot of work in Liverpool music, so that was a real honour to work with him. And he's such a nice guy to work with. It was really relaxing. I think my last studio experience with the EP, it felt a little bit rushed at times.
Right.
Because I had 5 days in which to record the whole EP. I spent over a year recording this album, but I'm really proud of it.
Great.
Proud of my performances, proud of the band.
Brilliant.
It's got that raw band in the room sort of sound as well. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to like Elvis's first album, and you hear that sort of Sun Studio sort of sound going on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. So we use all sorts of vintage gear. I used the 1956 Gibson Les Paul Junior, which is like my dream guitar. It means I was like,
brilliant.
It was cool.
Good stuff. So where have you been recording that? Have you recorded that all in the one place now? Or?
The whole album was recorded in Arc Recording Studios by Sandhills. Yeah.
Oh right.
So that's where Steve's based, and that's where he does a lot of his work.
Yeah.
So that was cool, because it was nice to get out to the main city centre. Whenever I toured in the past, it's been like whenever I toured at Park Street, it was in the hustle and bustle. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it was nice creatively to get out of that for a little bit.
Yeah,
and just sort of like, you know, think this is my vision. This is what I want with the songs.
Yeah,
and just focus and the results. I'm really, really pleased with them. That I think this is my best recorded work to date. So I'm made up with it.
Good. Well, that's great. I mean, you know, it's great that you're proud of something that you're doing, and that's fantastic. And I say it's been a bit of a long road for you, but it's come to fruition. And you say it's going to be released a little bit later on in the year as well. And it's called Elliston Place. That's right. Yeah.
Elliston Place, my friend. Yeah.
Okay.
So the inspiration behind that title was when I was staying in Nashville. That was the road. That was the road I was staying on.
I was going to ask you.
So I thought, I was going through different titles in my head when I was sorting out the campaign and all that. I was like, I don't know what do I call it. And then I was like, well, do you know what? Like all these songs were rehearsed, and even though they weren't written on Elliston Place, that was where I was living during that time. So it's just like a little scrapbook in a way, a musical scrapbook out of my time there in a way. If you listen to some of the lyrics and stuff,
that's
you know,
cool. That's good. Cool stuff. So how can people get hold of that then? If they, I mean, you're doing a pledge sale, although I know the pledge has gone sort of a little bit bust, hasn't it? But I mean, can people like pre-order it from your website and stuff?
Yeah, you can pre-order it from me. Yeah.
So go to your website. Yeah. Okay. So what's that? Is what's your is
Just get in touch on social media
through Facebook,
and I'll send all that into.
Well, I'll put a link up on my page as well, and send people to that so they can pre-order and get that there. Can I just swing that mic down there for us a little bit, Cal, as well, just to pick you. That's it, brilliant. Just pick that guitar up a little bit more on the next one. Okay, yeah. So song-wise, then we're going to squeeze three songs out of you tonight. Most of the time, the guests will probably play two, but we're going to get three out of you. We're being greedy tonight because you're our first guest. So, what would you like to play for us on your second song?
This one's from my EP, Communication.
Okay.
So I'm going to play Breaking Your Little Heart.
Brilliant.
What you gonna do when I go away? Will it break your little heart? Pull the wool right over my eyes. I lie here in the dark. Run, run as far as you can. You can't catch me, I'm Superman. Don't you know wherever you go, girl, you'll always hold my heart. 'Cause I'm break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart. Those baby blues can't lie to me. I've seen that all before. Take me somewhere we've never been. Love, I need a brand new start. 'Cause I'm break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart. See that smile fade from your face. See that love going to waste. See that smile fade from your face. I'm breaking your little heart. 'Cause I'm break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Breaking your little heart. 'Cause I'm break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart. Break, break, breaking your heart.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Brilliant. Thank Cal Ruddy, thank you so much. That was a great song.
Cheers,
it's great to hear that a little bit different from the EP as well. So, yeah. Fantastic, thank you.
I strip it down and do different things when I do it, haven't you?
Yeah, it's good. Do you know what? I love hearing songs done like that. I mean, for me, big gigs are great and acoustic gigs are so much better, and you can hear things done a little bit differently as well than you would hear done on an album or done with a big band and stuff. Sometimes you hear a bit more coming out of the song as well.
It's the way I see it. A lot of people have said this to me. When I strip the songs back, you can sort of see the quality of this. If a song's really, really good, if it can stand up without like having a band on it and all that sort of thing, it really flies.
Yeah.
I went to see Richard Ashcroft from the Verve a couple of years back in the Echo Arena.
Right.
And he had the orchestra and all that. But a few days earlier, I think he played an acoustic gig in a chapel or something like that, and it literally just came in the guitar and his voice. But it shows the strength of the song. If you can dress it up, you can bring it down.
Definitely. Definitely,
and that's what I try to do when I play solo. I try and like strip it back to basic emotions. I mean,
yeah.
I really concentrate on emotion in my singing when I'm on my own, because I think really when you've got a band, it's all about energy. Really, like the way I play anyway.
Yeah,
I'm very energetic on my own anyway, but when I play on my own, I think I really need to. I hone in on the emotion of the song that much more. You know, I mean, I do anyway when I sing. I always sing your passion, but when I sing on my own like that, yeah.
So do you have a regular band, or do you just use different people every time?
It's different session, lads.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'm very lucky to know some brilliant musicians who I work with. Yeah. But they're always on tour and all things.
I know. It's always the way, isn't it? If they're good, they're always in demand, aren't they? That's the thing. And it's good for you that you do know so many people that can help you out with the recording process and everything.
It's fantastic, yeah.
And playing live. So, I mean, I know you've done a strip back set at Thorns and Hough. But, I mean, any other gigs that you've got coming up where, you know, people can get to see you anywhere before the album comes out?
I've got a few things coming up. I'm playing two sets at the West Kirby Live event on June the 1st.
Ah, right, I've seen that advertised.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it looks really good. There's a good lineup on there, isn't it?
Look good, yeah. Honestly, it's one of the best. So I played there every year since 2016.
Right.
I know the organiser, Tom Longman.
Nice.
Really, really well. Really, really good lad. He's got a great vision of what he's doing with it. So we're raising money for Clatterbridge Hospital, really, you know, for what they're doing over there, and they do some brilliant work, you know.
Yeah.
That's another cause very, very close to my heart, so I'm made up to be involved in that.
It's a great
day out as well. Do you know what I mean? The weather's usually good.
If it's like it has been the last few days, then yeah.
The last couple of years have just been absolutely fantastic. You know, I look forward to it every year. I look forward to certain weekends. So the last couple of years I played Sound City.
Oh right, yeah.
Which is just gone. I played that last week.
Yeah.
With the band, that was cool. But West Kirby Live, I went to school in West Kirby, you see.
Did
so
you? Oh.
I've sort of grown up around that area, like, you know, I'm always down there, you know, having a drink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's a nice part of the world.
Yeah.
To have a music festival.
Brilliant.
And, you know,
no,
so
no.
I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, I've got that.
So what's the date on that one?
You know? That's June 1st.
June 1st. Okay. Champions League final day.
I
hope it's in the daytime.
Mate. It's in the daytime.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good.
I'll post set times when I've got them.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Just got a couple of messages coming in. People saying that they're enjoying the set as well. Sounded like Buddy Holly on that last one.
Nice. One.
So yeah, so that's good. That's nice coming in. What does he play? Okay. Where does he play his own? It'd be better to put my glasses on to read these questions, wouldn't it? Let's have a look. Right. Where does he play over in Liverpool? Question from Mike from McGull.
I play all over, mate. I haven't played a big Liverpool gig for a little while because I've been concentrating on the album and stuff like that.
Okay.
But once the album is all sort of set up for release,
yeah,
I'm planning to do a big launch show. So.
Oh, great.
Stay in touch for that one.
Great.
I'm looking forward to that. I've already got an idea in my mind of what I want.
Yeah.
Sort of in. I did a great launch show a few years back for the EP at Power Street Studio 2.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
good.
And that was honestly, yeah. I still have fun memories of that gig. I mean, Saturday at Thornton Hough is actually up there with that gig.
Yeah.
Because that gig in my memory at Studio 2, that the mood that night was absolutely electric.
Yeah.
But 3 years later, to hear the people from that gig, but also strangers and other people,
mm-hmm.
sing those songs from that EP back to me, word for word, that's a special feeling.
Fantastic.
That I can't even, you know,
no, that's brilliant,
can't even
isn't
beat
it. That's brilliant. So we've got that to look forward to anyway, and we'll keep our eyes out for future gigs and keep our eyes posted, and anything that we see we'll also we'll give it a bit of a push, because we have a slot in here as well where we mention what's coming up over the next few weeks in the area. So anything that you get, send it through to me, and I'll let people know here on Vintage Radio as well.
Oh, nice.
where they can get along to see you. Okay, right, so it's time for another song, because we've got about another 5 or 6 minutes left on this on the Gezi slot. So if you could play us another song, that would be brilliant.
Cool stuff, mate. So I'm going to play, this is another, I'll give you another album song.
Okay.
So this one's called Leave the Light On.
Leave the Light On, fantastic, when you're ready.
Standing on the stage, I feel so alone, knowing you're at home. That's where I belong. Just leave the light on. Leave the light on. Light in your hair shines
his light golden thread. Wanna dance with you tonight and for the rest of our lives. Just leave the light on. Leave the light on. I won't be long. Just leave the light on. Just leave the light on. Leave a light on. I won't be long. Just leave a light on. For me.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, Carl Ruddy. That was Leave the Light On. And we've had a couple more messages come in. Dave Hughes, who's listening in Liverpool, says, takes me back to my youth, so sounding great. So thank you, Dave Hughes, for listening in.
Thank you, mate. Nice one.
And you've had a message from Mal Keenan, who says, go ahead, Carl Ruddy.
Mal Keenan, yeah. What a fella. What an absolute gent. Yeah. He came down on Saturday with his lovely wife, Louise.
All right.
And they both had a great time. So
oh, good.
Cheers for coming, guys. Cheers good. For listening
good,
as well.
Good. Well, I've done a little tiny bit on Facebook Live during your second song, so that's where that's been picked up from. A couple of people have seen, well, 20 people have seen that so far, so they'll latch onto that one.
Oh, nice one.
Okay, so that's really good. So all three songs there sounded absolutely brilliant. I can't wait to hear the LP when it comes. The LP, how old school am I?
The album might be on vinyl.
Oh really?
Careful what you wish for.
I know. Oh well, you never know. I mean, there seems to be a lot doing it these days.
Oh mate, I love it. I've got a massive vinyl collection myself.
It looks, you know what I mean, going back to my youth buying LPs years and years ago, for me it was buying the album, looking at the artwork, reading all the stuff on the back.
You can't do
that with a CD.
It's the experience of it, isn't it? I love nothing more than when you get an album. I got Miles Kane's new album.
Great album, isn't it?
Touches of Glam Rock Day, you know, like the Mark Bolan thing down.
Very much.
And I opened up the artwork and I was like, there's this shot of him. He's really in focus. The background's all blurred, and he's in his leather jacket and all that.
Yeah.
But it's a proper gatefold. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't get that with CD artwork anymore.
You're missing an awful lot with the CDs and stuff. And obviously, a lot of people now just stream music and they don't bother buying it, which is such a shame. But yet to get hold of the physical copy, and I mean I love Red Drum Club, as you can see, and I was lucky that my brother bought me their album Matador, which is brilliant, and I've got that on
they're smashing
mind.
It they're all
brilliant,
time,
they're
all
doing
the time,
great, aren't they?
And it's cool too. I love it when people have worked so hard to get where they are now,
yeah,
and you see them reaping the
I know, because they have, haven't they? They've played all the little pubs, because I mean I didn't know an awful lot about them. This time last year I think it was, I played Alone Together on one of the shows I was doing. I thought, yeah, I like them, and I went to the Shankly Hotel for rooftop
gig
to see the Sums, and as I got to the top, got out the lift and I seen the drum kit, I went, Red Drum Club, I can't believe they're playing here, because I so much wanted to see them. So I was made up that I managed to see them live, and I've seen them a couple of times since. And they're amazing. And as you say, they're selling out everywhere, and the album's great as a debut album.
It's good to see, do you know what I mean?
It's brilliant.
It's nice to see bands like... And they're trying something different as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like how they approach their live sets. I've not been lucky enough to catch them live yet. Like, I was supposed to catch them at Sound City, but I was in London.
Oh, right.
Saturday. I think they played this Saturday.
Yeah.
But I missed them for whatever reason. I was all up in the air.
Yeah.
But I see videos all the time, and they've got great tunes, great stage personalities. That's what he wants, isn't it, from a live act, you know?
He's a great front man. He's really good.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They certainly, you can't say they've been lucky, because they probably have really worked at it, but whoever's in charge of them and their market and their management has done a great job, because they're out there and everyone knows about them, and I say they're going all over the country and selling out, which is great. So let's hope the same thing happens for you, eh? Let's get people latching onto your music and get you out there.
Fingers crossed, mate.
Fingers crossed.
I'm working out for it.
Yeah, well, it's always great to to finally meet people who you've been listening to and seeing on Facebook and stuff, and say I've been listening to your EP and I think it's fantastic.
Oh,
and from what I've heard so far off the album, I'm so looking forward to hearing it as well. So as soon as that comes out, I'll get my hands on that and I'll be playing songs from it on here. And at some point in the future, come back in as well.
Of course, mate.
Come back in and play a few more songs and whatever you've got going on throughout the year. And I'd just like to wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much for coming on to Vintage Radio.
Oh, cheers, Cliff. Nice one, mate.
Okay, thank and you. Good luck with everything you do.
Nice one.
Cheers, Carl.
A little message just to let you know, you're listening to Vintage Radio.